The real story behind the Homeland Security Department's decision to cancel its $1.5 billion contract vehicle for Agile Development Services is what one procurement expert calls a comedy of errors. DHS filed a motion to dismiss with the Government Accountability Office back on May 26th, saying it was canceling the small business procurement known as Flexible Agile Support for Homeland, or FLASH. In his weekly feature, The Reporter's Notebook, executive editor Jason Miller writes about the honest assessment by DHS of what went wrong with FLASH and what shocked procurement experts about the procurement itself. He joins me now. Jason, this was so much promise because everybody loves Agile, and here was a big lumbering department that was going to get good with Agile. Why did they cancel it?
So DHS about a year ago decided they're going to put together a new contract called FLASH, and this would be a small business-only contract. And what's interesting about this procurement was they were going to put together kind of the new with the old, right, Tom? Agile Development Services, the idea of iterative development for Agile. You see a lot of agencies moving toward the use of Agile Development Services. And what DHS decided to do was to be innovative, to do something different. They're going to take some current federal contractors, look for some new innovative ones, bring them all together under this small business only vehicle for all of DHS to use. And they did everything right in the beginning, Tom.
It was a multiple award.
Multiple award contract worth $1.5 billion over something like 5 years. They did everything right in the beginning. They reached out to industry. They put out draft solicitations. They got feedback. You would think that this was the way procurement should be done, in a collaborative format and in a way that gets feedback, understands the problems and overcomes them. And when it came down to this, Tom, what happened was DHS made the first set of awards in November, immediately got protested. They pulled them back, relooked at the bids, made a second set of awards in February, March timeframe, immediately got protested. And here we are, May. They said, you know what? We're just canceling the contract. We can't go forward.
Is the level of protest why some of these procurement experts are calling it a comedy of errors?
So it's not so much that they got, you know, multiple protests, 6, 7, 8 protests. It's what happened in this, what they call the motion to dismiss. Now, DHS filed this document, which Federal News Radio obtained. And the reason why they filed it was because there was these ongoing protests at GAO. And basically, they're saying to GAO, please just dismiss the protests because we're canceling the contract. And when you read through this document, we have it posted on federalnewsradio.com so people can read it for themselves. Basically, what DHS says is they determined that the cancellation of FLASH was the only viable option to address the many issues DHS has identified with the procurement. They said the integrity of the procurement process will be served by this cancellation. I talked to Barbara Konoski, who's a partner with Center Law and Consulting, and she says they did everything in this motion to dismiss but name names. She called it absolutely draconian at this point to cancel the contract. She says it was so flawed they couldn't tweak it. That's what this means in her eyes. And in this motion to dismiss, DHS said FLASH's problems range from the evaluation criteria and the ratings they use to price evaluations to even the best value trade-offs. And then it came down to they didn't even have the expertise in-house anymore, they felt, to relook at the contract currently. And they just said, you know what, they just threw their hands in the air basically and said, we give up.
It sounds as if the protests had some pretty good basis for those protesters filing.
Now, Tom, I talked to one industry source who requested anonymity because they were worried about DHS retaliation. And basically, this person told me they've been in this government contracting business for about 20 years, and they've never seen such a flawed procurement. And they knew it was flawed, not when they bid on it, but in the aftermath. Because what happened was vendors who won talked with vendors who lost, and they compared and contrasted their debriefings and said, hey, I did X. And they said, hey, I did X. They said, well, I got plus 2 points for X. And they said, well, I got minus 2 points for X. And they looked at each other and said, well, why did you get plus 2 and I got minus 2? I'm simplifying it, Tom, obviously. But they said they saw this time and again, over and over again with the debriefs. And they said, there's no reason not to protest. DHS just lost their way, basically. And they were so surprised by how quickly this happened.
We're speaking with Federal News Radio's executive editor, Jason Miller. That's a common problem, I think, over the years, is if you don't follow what you say will be your own judgment criteria and vendors find out about it, then you're cooked. They'll win the protest.
I talked to Christoph Malarnczyk. He's a government contracts expert. And he told me, listen, he goes, the most glaring omission by DHS in these documents was that the critical documents were altered after the award, like the tech evaluation report or the best value trade-off. He says these critical documents were changed after the submission to the GAO as part of the official record. He calls that a flagrant foul that undermines the bid protest system. Now, that is just, number one, they outlined it in their motion to dismiss, which is, whoa, it's honesty. Like, this is real honesty. But two is, how could this happen? How could they alter documents after the protest? I mean, you know, it's like with any lawsuit, Tom, when you get sued, stop. Just start packing them in a box and send them to the lawyers.
So now the question is, what comes next for Agile Services themselves, which is still a worthy goal for Homeland Security?
Absolutely. And let's be clear here, Tom. DHS may have had some serious problems with this, but you have to give Soraya Correa, the chief procurement officer at DHS, and the others a lot of credit for trying something different, trying something new. What's the I think there's two short-term and a long-term vision for this Agile. I think over the short term, DHS may have to look for other contracts, such as their Eagle contract or maybe a GSA Alliant or a GSA Schedule type of contract. Over the long term, what DHS told GAO was that it would go back, look at the needs and come out with a new type of solicitation for Agile in the next calendar year. So we're still a good solid another year and a half away to have another, what they call it, Flash version 2 or something totally different.
And also, you're writing about a possible new model for federal cybersecurity coming from Senator John McCain. If there is another model to be conjured up, what is it he has come up with?
Now, this came from a hearing in mid-May that around U.S. Cyber Command. And one of the challenges that's happening across government is you have the bifurcation, really, Tom, of cybersecurity. If it's military, it's U.S. Cyber Command, it's NSA, it's DOD. If it's civilian, it's FBI, it's Homeland Security Department, it's other agencies that play a role. If it's international, then you have the State Department. And you have all these pieces and parts. And while they've tried in the past to bring them all together through, for instance, Presidential Policy Directive 41, which talks about the reaction to cybersecurity, a cyber threat, a cyber event, it's still very bifurcated. And what Senator McCain suggested was maybe the government should look at the Coast Guard model for maritime security as a model for federal cybersecurity. Think about the Coast Guard, Tom. They have both regulatory enforcement, they have legal enforcement, you know, law enforcement enforcement. They have multiple paths to protect the maritime. Maybe because it's an international issue, maybe we need some kind of agency, some kind of organization that has very similar international and national oversight and responsibilities for cybersecurity.
Does he have much support in the Senate for this? Because the Congress has been knocking about this whole issue now for seemingly 5 years.
I think what Senator McCain is doing right now is just throwing a little bit of spaghetti against the wall. I'm not sure he's really pushing this through a bill or anything else. In fact, I went back to the Senate Armed Services Committee, which he is chairman of, and asked, hey, is there any more details you can provide? And they came back and said no more details at this point. I did talk to Admiral James Loy. He retired from the Coast Guard. He was the former commandant in the late 1990s, early 2000s. He was also the Deputy Secretary of Homeland Security Department. And he said to me, listen, I'm no cyber expert, but this analogy seems to be a pretty good one. In the cyber world, there is this idea of policy, tactical resources, end game efficiency. Maybe a model like the Coast Guard would make sense for a federal, you know, broad cybersecurity effort.
Federal News Radio's executive editor, Jason Miller, thanks so much.
Always a pleasure, Tom.
Be sure to check out the latest edition of his notebook, now online at federalnewsradio.com.